Obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.
You are about to be so blessed by the words coming to you from the man of God, Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu.
Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1 verse 17. Everybody get into your Bibles. So John the Baptist was supposed to come with the Spirit, or come in the Spirit, to function with the Spirit of Elijah. And when the Bible talks about the Spirit of Elijah, I told you, he's talking about the ministry of Elijah. So receiving the Spirit of someone means you receive the ministry of that person. Praise the name of the Lord. You receive the ministry of the person. So if we're going to put that in here, we'll say that John the Baptist will run the ministry of Elijah. And what was the Spirit, or what was the ministry of Elijah? On Friday, I took you through in 1 Kings chapter 18. I'm just doing a quick recap. 1 Kings 18. And it came to pass, do King James. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go and show yourself unto Ahab. I will send rain upon the earth. Elijah went to show himself. Now let's go to verse 15. Let's go to verse 19. Now therefore send. So you understand if we get to 19, right? Because on Friday we did all those verses. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophet of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel. Verse 20. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. 21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. And Elijah came unto all, then Elijah said unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. Glory to God. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. 24. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I'll call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, this you've spoken well. Hallelujah. Next verse. Where are we now? Where are you taking us? And Elijah said unto the prophet of Baal, choose one bullock for yourself and dress it, for you are many, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under it. I can preach a lot of things from this scripture, but that's not the focus. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning even until evening. Until noon, saying, oh Baal, hear us. But there was no voice nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. That was a very serious one. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a God. Either he is talking or he's pursuing, or he's in a journey, or peradventure he's asleep and must be awaked. 28. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancet till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken. I think that's what we got to. Hallelujah. Now, he repaired the altar of the Lord. Let's continue. Today I have a different focus. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. It's another matter. And with the stone he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. Now put in NIV. If today is your first time in this church, please, this church, we take time and read Bible. All we do in this church is Bible. So we can use like 40 minutes to read Bible. Then I'll talk plenty. So acquaint yourself. With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he dug a trench around it large enough to hold 2 seas of seed. He arranged the wood, cut the bull into pieces, and laid it on the wood. Then he said to them, fill 4 large jars with water and pour it on the offering and on the wood. Do it again, he said, and they did it again. Do it a third time, he ordered, and they did it the third time. The whole place was flooded. The water ran down around the altar and even filled the trench. We are calling fire, but we're not going to use petrol. We're going to use water. That's what we are going to do. And the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, Lord, the God of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. Now, so underline that one. You are turning their hearts back again. So the ministry of Elijah encapsulates a coming back to God. It encapsulates a coming back to God. It encapsulates a return to God. The ministry that has the power to convert people to God. To convert the backslidden to God. It's actually a ministry of revival. Glory to God. Because like I said on Friday, thank you, Father. Like I said on Friday, the people, the nation of Israel, or the people of Israel had come to a point where they had even forgotten the God that brought them out of slavery. Hallelujah. And they had no love for him. All the nation had moved straight into idolatry. Everybody is doing their own thing. And you see, that is not different from our generation today, where people even have the boldness to say there is no God. Hallelujah. Come on, are we together in this place? Say there is no God. We don't believe that there is a God. Somebody says, if there is a God, let him show himself to me. I remember Esther brought some white people be to church. Why? They've not been coming again. They've gone and new people will come again. Right now they are done. So she brought some white lady be to church. And this lady, you know, I brought friend and I hope she share and this kind of thing. But then I realized it's part of the choir. So one day, I said, all right, let's see what we have here. So I called her. I had a meeting with her. And I asked, are you born again and all? Do you believe in the Bible? She says, no, I don't believe everything. I said, you are in the choir. What are you doing there? So we had a very lengthy conversation. And she didn't believe that everything in the Bible is true. All right. And how are you going to convince her? Because you are a pastor. Your only tool is the Bible. And the person says, I don't believe that. Yes, I believe there's God somewhere who created us, but he's not involved in our life. He's just, he's somewhere, he has thrown us here. We're all enjoying our lives. So then, you know, you can be talking to somebody and you are requesting God to do something. So I was in me, I'm like, Spirit of God. Dash me revelation. You know, dash me revelation. Yeah. And then boom, the Lord told me that he's not had a great relationship with his family, with her family. And there are this, there are that, there are this, there are that. So then I was hearing names, but I couldn't pronounce. Yeah, German names, but I couldn't pronounce. So then I told her, you've not really been great with relationships. As we talk now, there's a problem in your family with your immediate family, your parents, so to say, and all of that. I kept on talking. Then he goes, Ubronia Uswe Efekeke. I have not traveled outside Ghana before. So this one is in the Bible. Everything in the Bible is true. So now you would have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. That's what it is. It's not about joining choir or something. You have to know the Lord. You see, the thing is this. There is that which is called the ministry of Elijah. And the ministry of Elijah is not talking about ministry that is exclusive to him. Elijah is for you. Nobody can run in it. No. We are talking about the ministry that turned the hearts of the fathers to the children. The ministry, now go back to Luke quickly, Luke 1:17. The ministry that bring the people back to God. And so anytime a people have deviated from God, anytime a people have wandered away from God, anytime a people have moved away from God, you see, in our generation today, even if you give your life to God and you are becoming serious with God, you can easily be mocked. Your parents can even mock you. You won't do anything serious with your life. You are going to church every day. But the amazing thing is that it is not your fault. The flavor of God has gone down. Hallelujah. Because gone are the days. When you go to a place and you say you are a pastor, you get free accommodation. Someone can just come and sleep in my house. Because they know that the moment you house a pastor, you are housing angels. Praise the name of the Lord. So a lot of pastors, you know, I mean, all those old churches, you see Presby land from here to where. Like the kid, when they get the kids, oh, they go. I mean, from here, they throw a stone here. They say it's for you. Build whatever you want to build. That's why those old churches, they have big lands. Do you get it? Because those times, when the missionaries came, you can't come and talk. In fact, your language, people don't understand. So you show power. You show working. So some of them had their children sick from all kinds of things and all of that, and they lay hands and there is healing. Hallelujah. And so the things that their shrines could not do, these people from whatever nation, they come and they are doing it. They are laying hands and people are getting healed. They are showing working. So people knew God tangibly. Come on, are we together in this place now? They knew God tangibly. But as time goes on, that flavor of God goes down. Because instead of doing the power, we explain the power. And we keep talking about it. So when we keep talking about, then the power becomes a historical happening. So we always refer it. Oh, Jesus used to heal people. Oh, mighty miracle. Then we all jump. Then we go home. And then there's somebody in the church who is dying of liver, whatever. Somebody dying of kidney, whatever. And the person also jumps up. And the person goes home. So at the end of the day, we even lose the essence of what it means to be a people of God. Come on, are we together in this place now? We lose the essence. We think that, oh, going to church is just joining one church be somewhere. And then you are there and you know people after church, you take pictures. And then you are done. So it means that the efficacy, hallelujah, the efficacy of God's power, it dies down with generation. So when we're talking about the ministry of Elijah, we are talking about that ministry that brings the practicality of God back to God's people again. Hallelujah. So that spirit brings back, let's say, brings back the presence of God. All right? For the context of our discussion. It brings back the presence of God. It brings back the power of God. And then the people that have fallen, the people that have backslided, the people that have left God, the people that have become lukewarm in their heart. You know, there are people, they go to church, but they are lukewarm. You know what it means to be lukewarm? You are neither here nor there. You can't make sacrifices for God. You can't have, you know, time with God. You can't have all kinds of intimacy with God. And the idea of God becomes subsidiary to you. In other words, God comes second. The things of God, you will get time for everything, but the things of God, you won't have time. When we come there, when we get there, you see, when you study the history of revivals, okay, when you study the history of revival, this message, I'm supposed to finish it today. Okay, but maybe next year, in one of the months, we should look at revivals. It's our month of revivals. Yeah, next year. You see, when you study revivals, you will find out that anytime revivals come, the people are lukewarm. People are not going to church as they have to. They make excuses here and there and all of that and all of that. But the very moment revivals hit, whoa. Let's take for instance like this church. We are coming to church. Maybe, oh, we call you, come to church. Oh, my name and I, oh, actually, me tea and afono and all those kind of things. So you come as and when you have to come and you want to come. But then there was this Sunday you heard that we were in church. The man of God came to church and the man of God just prayed a simple prayer and everybody went down the power. And then a brother, somebody brought somebody who could not walk. And the person walked. And then somebody who was passing by going to the clinic down there also rose up and walked. And then 7 people who were admitted at the clinic walked. The moment you see that message is running, the next Sunday you want to come and see. That's revival. Then you will come to the church on Sunday and another miracle is happening. And another miracle is happening. Then the people, you will take the message. Then the people in the town who are sick will say, then take me there. Then they come and they get healed. Then they are calling people. Then they are calling people. By the time you realize, when a revival, you see, there are revivals that run just for a month. And a church that was, let's say, 25 people, in a month, they were like 10,000 people. I don't want that kind of thing. I know why I say I don't want that kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want that kind of thing. Yeah, I don't want it now. Hallelujah. But that is it. So, and then you will see that when you read through revivals, the moment revival hits, the one of the things, let's go into the Bible. Let me show you something. Oh my God. I'm afraid that maybe what I'm teaching can lead to that, but it won't. Yeah. You know, somebody was preaching in one Assemblies of God, in one Assemblies of God church. And he was just talking about the Spirit of God, the gift of God. And he was just talking about the Spirit of God. And he had not said, and that's how the revival is. It's not like you will come with a very strong word. It's the same word that we know. But then God puts something on that message for the day. Then you will see that everybody is on the floor. Look at something that happens. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Oh my God, my God, my God, my God. I need time this morning for time. I need time for time. Verse 12. Let's begin from 11. Verse 11 now. When Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord and the royal place, and had succeeded in carrying out all he had in mind to do in the temple of the Lord and in his own palace, 12. The Lord appeared to Solomon at night and said, I have heard your prayer and I have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifice. Now, next verse. Look at what God's saying. Now, this is God talking to Solomon. He says, when I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people. If my people, oh my God, I like this scripture so much. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Come on, everybody, look here. Look here. If my people who are called by my name will humble, it means that it takes humility to pray. A prayerless Christian is a proud Christian. It means that I can do, when you are prayerless, pray and you are giving an excuse, you are saying, I can do it by my own. Can do it by myself. So look at that. It says, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their lands. Next verse. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. Now God is saying that for there to be a revival, there is the need to be the ministry of Elijah. The spirit of Elijah. What is the spirit of Elijah? My people turning back to me. Hallelujah. So John the Baptist is, let's go back to John the Baptist. John the Baptist is going to go in the spirit and power of Elijah. It means that he's going to turn the hearts of people back to God. So I told you on Friday, gone are the days that I say, these are the days of Elijah. I say, these are not the days of Elijah. No, these are the days of Elijah. It depends on what you are talking about. Hallelujah. Why? He says he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the heart of the parent to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared. Prepared for what? Are you here with me? Okay. Prepared for what? He will make them ready. Do you get it? So, the ministry of John the Baptist makes ready a people for God. Come on, are we together? the ministry of Elijah makes ready a people prepared for the Lord. It tells you that people don't just walk. God don't just come and pour things on people. There must be preparation. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, praise the name of the Lord. God will be prepared. The people that are prepared for the Lord. So in that preparation, we will say there is training, okay? There is training. In that preparation, you say there is training. In that preparation, there is training so that the people come to a place where they will be able to walk in the proof that is coming. What did we call that on Friday? The fire. Come on, are we together? Are you sure you're here with me? The fire. So for the fire to fall, there will be a preparation. There will be the repair of the altar. There will be the building of the altar of the Lord. There will be intercession. I got a lot of things to tell you, but that's not what I'm looking at. There will be an intercession. What is that intercession? He picked 12 stones that symbolize the 12 tribes of Israel. That is called intercession on the altar. That means revival comes, the fire comes when the people intercede. That means if this church, we are here, and every day we are praying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the city of Insaun, we pray for the city of Accra, oh, we pray for Ghana, and we are committed to that, it is like Elijah putting the 12 stones on the altar. And when the altar, let's go to when the fire came, quickly. Are you here with me, everybody? Are you sure you're here with me? I should take my matter away. Okay. So he says, go to we are 20 something. Where are you now? Remember where we were. Go there quickly. So you are still somewhere. Go down. 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stone, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. So listen, when the fire came down, it affected everything on the altar. That means your revival will not go beyond the intercession. Do you understand? If you're going to pray for Insaum, your revival will not reach north. It will be the things that are placed on the altar that the fire will come for. I'm not teaching on revivals now. So that's that. The fire came. But before the fire came, there was preparation. There was preparation. So in the spirit and ministry of Elijah, we can clearly say that before God is going to use you greatly, before the fire will fall upon you, there must be preparations. Come on, who is here with me, everybody? There must be preparations. That means going to church is not enough. Come on, are we together in this place now? Going to church is not enough. Being lukewarm is not going to do it. There must be. Go back to where he prepared. Go back to 34. There must be preparation. Say, I repair and I prepare. So, no, go to 30. I'm going to show you something. Now, then Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. They came to him and he repaired the altar. He repaired the altar.
He did what? Come on, you're not talking to me. He did what? He repaired the altar. Number two, next verse. So he repaired the altar which had been torn down. Revivals can't come when prayer life is weak. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know why I feel like dwelling on revivals. It's something I'm very scared to preach about, because I really want to do discipleship and do it well. By you, let's see what is going to happen. Listen, people of God, it's a different thing to say that I want God to use me, and a different thing to really mean it and be preparing yourself for it. You can, oh, use me, Lord. I surrender all. And you are surrendering every day. But when you surrender and you give to the Lord, you go back and take it. I don't surrender again. And all of that. But here, the scriptural pattern is this. If fire is going to fall, what do I mean by fire falling? What I mean by fire falling is that if there's going to be the tangible proof of your prayer, things must happen. And the things that must happen, there must be the repair. There must be the repair of the altar that has been torn down. You cannot stay a week, a month, without studying the word of God, without praying, without some fastings here and there, whether short fastings or long fastings. You cannot live like that. Jesus says something. He says that, I think it's in Revelation 3:14 or somewhere, he says that, seeing that you are neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. And I'll spew you out of my mouth does not mean that you lose your salvation. It means that I will not be in your neighborhood. Do you understand? Revelations, come on, Revelation 3:14. Find it if it is there. So it is very important for us to understand. Revelation 3, what? 15. Okay, put it there quickly. So he says to the angel of the church in Laodicea, right? These are the, no, go back. I'm reading the thing you are moving. Go back to 40, my friend. These are the words of the Amen, the faithful one, and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. God, you can't change the message this morning. Hallelujah. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. You are neither cold nor hot. Look at that. I wish you were either one or the other. No, that's where you have the obey you are in. Praise the name of the Lord. And look at that. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. That's a very strong thing. 17. Or you are done. You say, look at that. So look at what their lukewarmness is. You say, I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. That means they were independent. You know the people that live very okay without God. One time I heard one lady saying that I don't need the church for anything. Yeah, the wedding ring and I say, I don't need the church for anything. I don't need the church for anything. I say, ah. Uber. The moment you come to that point where you don't need church for anything in your life, people make decisions, they don't consult God, they are their own gods, they are their own idols, they are their own everything, their life is their life, they can choose to do whatever they want. Your answer is here. He says, but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. This is Jesus who loved you, who uncomfortable and young. So when they came to a point of independence, when they came to a point of independence, the spitting out is that I'm not in your neighborhood. The spitting out doesn't mean you go to hell. No, because these people were not sinning. When you check this one, they were not even sinning. What they were doing is that they were depending on their money. They were depending on their influence. You know how rich people behave in church? A lot of them. Yeah. Look at what Jesus tells them. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so you can see. Buy from me. So go back. Buy from me gold. Look at that. Gold refined in the fire so that you can become rich. Buy white clothes to wear. Do you get it? I don't enjoy today's message. Yeah. But this place, it will turn to something right now. Look at that. He says, buy white clothes to wear so that you can cover your nakedness, and buy salve to put on your eyes so that you can see. How do you buy from Jesus? Buy without money. So then we are not talking about come and bring money. We are talking about your investment into the things of the spirit. The repair of your altar. It's a purchasing of gold refined in the fire. It's a purchasing of white garments. It's a purchasing of a prophetic eye. So you will not see if you don't go and buy. Come on, are we together in this place now? And then he says, go to verse 19. Verse 19 quickly now. Those who I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Be earnest and repent. It means be serious about repenting. And what do I mean by be serious about repenting? Don't go in independence. Don't be an independent Christian. Hallelujah. Don't be a Christian that does not need God, a Christian that does not need church, a Christian who can survive without anything spiritual. Don't be. So Elijah repaired the altar. And that's the same thing the Lord is telling them. Repair the altar that has been torn down. You used to be very prayerful. You used to pray through the night. Now you are very tired. You used to know what is going to happen. You used to see things that were about to happen that truly happened. Yes, sir. He says, come and buy. Come and buy. It means that for him, he is ever willing to bestow. Come on, are we together in this place? He is ever willing to bestow. He is ever willing to give. He is ever willing. He says, buy white garments to wear. Buy eye salve so that you can see. So we can put in, come, buy health so that you can heal. Whatever it is, come, buy. How do you buy? Repair the altar that has been torn down. Repair the altar that has been torn down. Praise the name of the Lord. Repair the altar that has been torn. Look at somebody, say, repair the altar that has been torn down. Come on. Say it again. Repair the altar that has been torn down. No, look at the person like you are prophesying to the person. Say, brother, sister, repair the altar that has been torn down. Why is the repair necessary? We see that in the ministry of Elijah, it is necessary for the fire to fall. It is necessary for the fire to fall. Many of us, we have all kinds of callings on our lives. The hand of God is upon us greatly. But we don't even have time for our calling. We don't have respect for our calling. Praise the name of the Lord. We invest, we train in all things except the call of God that is on our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. We go to schools, we go to works, we do all kinds of things, and the last thing on our agenda is that eternal thing that is on our lives. So it is very important for you to understand that for the fire to fall, first, there must be a repair of the altar. The relationship has to come back with God. Hallelujah. And you have to be very sincere with yourself. The relationship has to come back with God. There you are. You are expecting fire to fall. But you can't even do quiet time consistently. I'm tired. And when I came from work, my eye was itching me. When I did this, my this was that. No. That cannot happen when you really are expecting the fire to fall. How many of us are expecting the fire to fall? Come on, like you mean, how many of us are expecting the fire to fall? Come on, how many of us are expecting the fire to fall? Glory to God. And next verse, and next verse. Chapter 18, verse 13. So, Elijah took 12 stones. So, when the altar was repaired, he took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. That is intercession. Hallelujah. And with the stones, he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar as great as will contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid. I have a lot of things to talk to you about. That is sacrifice. Hallelujah. That is sacrifice. That means it takes sacrifice for the fire to fall. It takes sacrifice, as you may want to call it. It takes a price. It takes a sacrifice for the fire to fall. Your prayer life will not be when you are less busy. Your prayer life, you will sacrifice something for your prayer life. Hallelujah. You will make sacrifices. There are times you have genuine reasons to miss some meetings, but you will sacrifice whatever it is for that. Come on, are we together in this place now? So it takes sacrifice. Your sacrifice on the altar is also an element that receives the fire. It takes sacrifice. Come on, praise the name of the Lord. How many of us know what it means to sacrifice? I'm not saying go and buy a cow. I'm talking about laying off something very important so that you can do what is best. I mean, for the Lord. Let's take, for instance, you are very tired, or you are, let's say, your mother's sister's brother is dead. Your mother's sister's brother is dead. You are supposed to go for outreach. Then your pastor tells you, this outreach, everybody should be there. They come and say, oh, pastor, my mother's sister's brother is dead. Even that funeral, when you go, you won't pay anything. So you are going to just pack chairs. I think one time it was you. I asked you, what did you go to do in the funeral? It wasn't you. You told me you went for a funeral at Akwemo or somewhere, or some your classmate's mother or somebody is dead or something. It was you. Yeah, it was Prince. About you two, you two came to tell me something like that. No, look at this, your age. What are you, what do you need a funeral for at this age? What are you going for? I mean, there are things that are supposed to be done in the house of God. It will take some trading offs. If you are really serious for the fire to fall, it will take some trading offs. Some of them you will not be so comfortable. Praise the name of the Lord. He can make some request of you. He will make some request of you. You are not expecting fire to fall and you are going about sleeping around with all kinds of men and all kinds of women. You are not ready for anything. You can come pray your heart. No fire will fall because your altar is not prepared. Come on, praise the name of the Lord. So you are asked, oh, what? Won't you come and collect it to this Saturday? Say, please, I'm expecting fire. I'm expecting fire to fall. This generation have to come back to God. That is my heart cry. I'm waiting for the fire to fall. I am waiting for the fire to fall. Come on, are you not here with me tonight? And I was in my boy, ask him so. Because he says, if my people who are called by my name, he says, if they will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I answer from heaven. Kabbalabatai. Hallelujah. There will be an answer from heaven. Yes, precious people, there is no price in being lukewarm. Yes, there is no price. There is a spirit, I will come there on Wednesday. There is a spirit amongst us that is hungry for impact. There is a spirit amongst us that is ready to heal. There is a spirit amongst us that is ready to take over the nations. There is a spirit amongst us that is waiting for people who are ready to see. There is a spirit amongst us that is locating people for prophecy. There is a spirit among us that is locating people for the mighty work of the Spirit for the end time. Because he said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and this is what will happen. There will be visions, there will be dreams, there will be prophecies, there will be healings. So that the spirit came hungry. Come on, hold on, sit down, sit down, sit down. Sit down, sit down, sit down for 2 seconds. Let me try and teach. So, in the waiting for the fire to fall, there are things we have to put in place. I cannot fornicate like every other person is doing. I cannot be prayerless like every other person. I cannot be non-serious with God like every other person. Whoever is seated by my side can have the laxity of playing with church, but I am waiting for fire to fall. There is a generation to save. There is a people to help. There are people with tears and cries. There are people with all kinds of sicknesses that don't have a name. There are people who are at all kinds of places because they are looking for solution. But there in the spirit, I have the solution. So I am waiting. That no wonder the Bible says, them that wait upon the Lord, them that wait, ayabada bakutalabaya palaba. Dear young man, dear young lady, There is a vision. There is a purpose. There is a mandate of the Spirit that has come to live in us. Lift up your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus. Come on, say, in the name of Jesus. I am a man of fire. Say, in the name of Jesus. I am a man of fire. Say, in the name of Jesus. I am a man of fire. Say, in the name of Jesus. I am a man of fire. Say, I believe in the God that answered by fire. I believe in the God that answered by fire. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Can you be used for God? Can God use you to touch the sick? Can God use you to touch the broken? Can God use you to impact the lives of people? A lot of you are not here with me. But do you believe that the hand of God can come upon you? That the problems of families will be solved? Do you believe that? Do you believe that the hand of God can come upon you? That curses over lives will be destroyed forever? Are you ready for that fire? Are you ready to change the narrative? Am I talking to some young men and some young ladies this morning who are hungry for fire for our generation? I don't know who I'm talking to, but are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? The Lord is saying, come, 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 come and buy, come and buy, come and buy, come and buy, come and buy. Hallelujah. Sit down again. Listen. There is a cry. There is a cry of the Spirit for this generation. There is a cry of the Spirit for this generation. God is looking for a people who are willing. God is looking for a people who are ready. It doesn't matter whether you are a man or you are a woman, whether you are a child or you are an adult. God is looking for hands. And I don't know how many of us are hungry this afternoon. That God, I am ready and I am ready. I am ready to repair the altar. I am ready. I am ready to make the sacrifice. I don't know how. I don't know how. But Lord, I am part of those who are waiting for the fire. Kamana Matina Makupaya Balabahataya. Oh, Masabahaya. This hour, I pray in the name of Jesus that the hand of the Lord will come upon you greatly. I pray in the name of Jesus that broken relationships will be restored. Broken relationships with the Lord will be restored in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a fire that must come. There is a fire that is ready in the heavens. There is a fire that is ready. It's waiting for a prepared altar. It's waiting for sacrifices on the altar. What are you putting on the altar? Are you preparing the altar? Are you preparing the altar? Are you preparing the altar? Precious child of God, there are crying people. There are wailing people. Satalaba, Palagada, help us, oh God. Lebarasa, oh Sakataya, Labalabaya, Akim Pobiara, Nyankopo, Wabafaho, Ewo Yesudim, as you repair the altar, oh Sakataya, O Nyankoponsa, O Nyaminsa, Emrawa Brabos. Let the hand of God come upon you strongly in the name of Jesus. Kapalaya, lekataka, palakati, sakata, talabakata, hey, gadalabate, sapalaka, tele de sahataya. Or maybe you are here under the sound of my voice. You want to do the work of God. But every time you make up your mind, these things come, they come across your path. These things. Hey, the lady's talking there. Stop talking. Hey, stop talking. Stop talking. Katalaba. These things come. They come and cross your path and all of that. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the hand of God come upon you. Let the hand of God come upon you. Let the hand of God come upon you. In the name of Jesus, let the hand of God come upon you. Sakataya, Kelebetaya, Palagadosava, Italabaya. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Spirit of God, I present to you everyone under the sound of my voice with the call of God right now. Spirit of God, stir them up, stir them up, stir them up, stir them up. Asabaya, that old fire, that old love, that old love, let it come back. That joy of salvation, let it come back. Kobaya, 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 Sabalagada, Talagadaba, Palagadaba, Sakataya, Labarabahaya, Eyagadabadaba, Sakata, Eyadadabasa, Labaya, Ketaya, Palagade, Legetaya, Salabakata.
Praise the name of the Lord. If you can, lift your right hand up. I don't know how many of you under the sound of my voice this morning that you have a desire for God to use you. This is your moment. You have this desire for God to use you. This is your moment. The hand of God is coming strong upon your life. You have a desire for God to use you. But then, there are things that keep crossing your path. There are things that keep crossing your path. I pray, let the Holy Spirit Himself locate you and set your heart ablaze this afternoon. As your hand is lifted up, as your hand is lifted up, as your hand is lifted up, come on, keep focusing on the Lord. Keep praying. Don't watch anybody. Close your eyes and pray. Come on. Come on. Pray in the spirit if you can. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in tongues. Come on, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. You have this desire. You are saying, God, use me. God, use me. God, use me. Use me for your glory. Use me for your purpose. I'm praying for you. Oh, Shabbat. Let the hand of God, this particular moment, locate you. As many of you as are ready, let the hand of God locate you. Let the hand of God locate you. Let the hand of God locate you. I can hear in my spirit somebody crying. Somebody crying. Somebody crying. Oh, Shabbat. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Keep praying. Keep praying in the spirit. Keep praying in the spirit. Keep praying in the spirit. Keep praying. And mean it. Mean it. Mean it in your heart. If you have that desire for God to use you right now in the name of Jesus, let God's hands, let God's hands. Oh, lebaya kuska, paladia sete, lagabahasaya, ayagada basakataya. Come on, don't stop it. Come on, don't stop it. Keep praying. Keep praying. Lord, use me for your glory.
Use me for your glory, 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 for your glory. I prepare my mind, I prepare my heart to receive the fire, 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 to receive. Come on, come on, set your mind. Set your mind on the Lord right now. Set your mind on the Lord right now. Set your mind on the Lord. Shabadabahaya. Kabadabadabahaya. The spirit and the power of John the Baptist. Ekataya. The spirit and the power of Elijah. Katataya. The spirit in our generation. The heart of many turning back to God. Come on, help me over there. The heart of many. 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 The heart of many, the heart of many coming back to God. Help me, oh God, to turn the heart of people back to you, Lord. Help me, oh Lord, to impact the lives of many. Help me, oh God, to win souls like never before. Help me, oh Lord, to reach out to the lost. Help me, oh Lord, to lay hands on the sick for them to recover. Help me, oh Lord, Sabaya, Lebaya, to receive prophecies and deliver them. Open my eyes. As I set myself ready, let my spirit receive this afternoon. Let my spirit call. I see. Oh, Sabbath. The delivery. Oh, Sabbath. Of angelic manifestations. Sabbataya. Come on, come on. Come on, don't stop it. Come on, pray like a minute. Come on, kabababaya, 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 sadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad I want you to set your mind on the prayer. Because if your mind is on it, I see the Spirit of God touching you. The Spirit of God touching you. So I don't just want you to pray. I want you to focus on the prayer.
Come on.
Katala mandala kabala mandala batala mandala badianda labatan bondala batora mandala bakatanda batala bashanda labatanda balabatora mandala bakatanda labadia labatanda boraba balianda batala manda batala labatanda kalabatala manda usala batala mando rabadianda kapantola balabakatanda labadianda labatanda rababa shanda Talamanda, Babanda Labada Batalamanda Labakatonda Rabatanda, Balabatala Batanda Labatianda Labata,
are you praying?
Kapantola Bakatan, Labadiata, Kalabatoriyan, Kalabatalabashanda, Kalabatalabatanda, Kalabatalabashanda, Kalabatalabatanda, Kalabatoramanda, Kalabatanda, 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 Kalabato
Hallelujah. Sit down. Praise the Lord. So the spirit and ministry of Elijah is the ministry to turn the hearts of the people back to God. Have you ever gone for outreach and you meet somebody, you see the person's heart against God? Sometimes you see this person, the person says, "I don't believe in God," and you are just moved to tears. You go to homes to preach to people, and you see people with limited knowledge about God, people under strong demonic oppressions, people in strong captivities. Is there not a people? 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 Is there not a people to help them? You go for outreaches and you meet all kinds of cases. You see all kinds of sicknesses. Is there no balm in Gilead? Where are the healers? Where are the people that want to prophesy word of wisdom? That want to prophesy solutions? Where are the people whose hands are anointed to touch men? We are living in this world and it's just a matter of time. We will be out of here. But where are the people who are ready for eternal investment? To make investment eternally in the lives of people. Where are the people? Some of us, we've seen our friends who do all kinds of things, who believe all kinds of things. Where are the proof? We believe in God, but where are the proof? Ayaba fatai killa, but where are the proof? Where are the proof? Where are the proof? Where are the proof? Where are the men that turn cities upside down? Where are the men that turn the world upside down? Where are the people who unashamedly proclaim the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Where are the people who with the fire of the living God will bring solution to those who are crying, will bring solution to those who are dying? There are many dying who it is not their time. There are many that wars have gone ahead of their lives and they don't have the power to come out of it. There are people in wheelchairs as a result of curses. There are people in all kinds of conditions because somebody stronger than them has overpowered them spiritually. Where are the people with the fire of the Holy Ghost to go set the nations free, to go and set people free, to go and set them free? I pray in the name of Jesus, this generation we are not lost. This generation we are not lost. For God still has a breed. For God still has a people. For God still has a nation. For God still has a tribe. For God still has a family. For God still has a people. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Shavagadabaha. Lebarakatalaba. Kelebregedesa. Labarado Shavadahatana. Oh, Shavahaya. Oh, Manamada. Oh, Legadabaha.
I'm telling you, people of God, we are not like any church. We are a church ready for the fire. We are a people ready for the fire. We came in for the tangible. We came in for the real. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sakatala bazabaha telebo sabaha.
Chapter 9. Let's go to Mark 9. Mark 9. See, I don't know how many of us have the desire. Maybe you don't go out for evangelism, so you don't see some of these things. You don't reach out to people, so you don't see these things. There are people who are really aching. There are people who are really in pain. Hallelujah. Come on, are we together in this place? And God wants to use you to help them. God wants to use you to help them. And He has given us the formula. Set the altar. Make the sacrifices. The fire will come. Hallelujah. And He said to them, verse 12, Mark 9, 12. I'm trying to wrap up now. And He answered and told them, Elijah does come first and restores all things. Elijah comes first to restore all things. So the ministry of Elijah restores all things. Restores all things. Restores all things. The word restore in the Greek means brings back to normal. That's the word. He brings back to normal. So Elijah brings back to normal. So when we're talking about the spirit and ministry of Elijah, we're talking about the spirit that restores back to normal. So I don't care what whoever has lost. When the ministry of Elijah is in play, there is the restoration of all things. So, for us to make replete, or for us to restore lives, this is the ministry at work. Hallelujah. So receiving the spirit, or going forth in the spirit of Elijah and his power, refers to the spirit's ability to bring back to normal. We went for missions years ago at a place called, it's around the Ahamahama village, and in a house, one family house, we saw more than 7 autistic children in one house, one family. All the nuclear families in that extended family, every one of them have their children as autistic, and some of them had water, saliva coming out of their mouth. People are going through things. People are experiencing things. And the unfortunate thing is that there is the woman of the house that is like the mother or whatever it is, says, no, you can't preach here. You can't preach here. And those whose children are going through that, they were all sitting and they were all laughing. Auntie, now man and mommy preach. Any among queer, mommy, we don't know. And that was how it was. Some of you are living in estates, so you don't see things. I never slept for days on that matter. I didn't know if I should go and beat the woman to have access or what. Because evidentially, she's the cause. Evidentially, she's the cause. Like she's giving every nuclear family a sick child to handle. There are families like that. There are places like that. There are people who are aching. There is, oh my God, I can't wait for Wednesday. There is a possibility in the spirit to restore things back to normal. Back to normal. Back to normal. People of God, we will not just be Christians who go to church. We'll be Christians with power. You are not here in the church. I don't know where you slept last night, but it looks like you are not interested in today's service. We will not be interested only in going to church. We'll be interested in the testimonies, in the changing of lives, in the restoration of lives. Praise the name of the Lord. We will be interested in the testimonies of dethroning demonic powers over households. Oh, glory to God now. We will be interested in that. We will be interested in that. Praise the name of the Lord. We will enter into schools. We will enter into hospitals and discharge them who are bound by the enemy. We will preach the gospel to those who are on their way to hell. We will preach the gospel to them, and we will snatch them out of the hand of the wicked one. We will defend the poor. We will defend the fatherless. People of God, we are God's soldiers on the earth. We are the army of God on the earth. Oh, Kabalaba Satalabaya Shavahataya. With a ministry that restores all things to normal. With a ministry that restores all things to normal. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just take some time. As your oneness level, as you are going for evangelisms, you will meet cases. You will meet cases. Some people, they are not sick, but they are very sick. The way they even talk, they are sick. But there is power in God to heal them. There is power in God
to restore them back to normal. So he says that to be sure, Elijah comes first and he restores all things. He comes first and he restores all things. So now sit down. Now let me introduce Wednesday and then we get out of here. So the ministry of Elijah, as was seen as the spirit of John the Baptist, simply refers to the fact that when you receive the spirit of someone, you receive the ministry of the person. Praise the name of the Lord. You receive the ministry of the person. Now, okay, let's get into the Bible. Let's open our Bibles to John chapter 16. Verse 13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. That's all. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. I read to you in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. Quickly go there. Let me show something to you. Just want to make a statement with the Bible. There is someone here. You've been having this pain at the right side. I don't know where this place is called, but it's a line of pain. It's a line of pain. If you are that person, when we start praying the second time, come and let me pray with you. There is a young man here. You've been having pains in your scrotum. You've been experiencing pains in your scrotum. If you are here like that, when we start praying, remind me. So if you are here like that, we pray for you. He says, in the new birth, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from your heart, from you, your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgment and do them. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Now, so God is saying, I will put my spirit within you. In the new birth, you will receive my spirit. Hallelujah. Come on, are we together in this place now? In the new birth, you will receive my spirit. Obi beji Christo di na obeye Christo niya. Onyankopon honhom ene betinani. Now, of all the things I've taken time to explain to you about reception of spirits. So now, you are receiving the spirits of God. So that means it is not like God is just taking something and just throwing it to you. But then God says you are receiving, number one, my what? You are receiving my character. The new birth comes with the character of God. And the character of God is his spirit within you. Then number two, the power dimension of God. It comes to live within you. Wednesday, we will scatter the whole place again. Kabab.
What did I say? What was I talking about? No. Yeah. So the power dimension of God, and then the ministry of God. So the Holy Ghost, which is the Spirit of God that has come to live in us, is that when we say we have the Spirit of God, we are saying we have, number one, the what? Come on, talk to me. We have the what? The character of God. Number two, we have. And then number three, the what? Hallelujah. Now, I want us to go to Isaiah. And then we will close from here. Hallelujah. I have to take off the lock from here. Now, let's open our Bibles to somewhere in Isaiah chapter number, where? Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11:1-2. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Now he's talking about a branch out of Jesse. He's talking about Jesus Christ. So he says that with Christ, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Or the Lordship Spirit. It's actually the same. As the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of the Lord shall reside upon him. And then he gives us that the Spirit of the Lord that rests upon him is, number one, the Spirit of wisdom. Number two is the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. So when you say you have received the Spirit of the Lord, this is what you should be thinking about. Hallelujah. Kabai. I'll lay hands on some people right now, don't worry. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But the righteousness shall he judge the poor, but with righteousness, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins. Help me here. And faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion. I'm going to take time. Maybe we'll didi mua, and by this scripture will enter into Sunday next week. Listen. So the Lord said that in the new birth, when you become born again, I give you my Spirit. In other words, I give you my character. So if you want to know how to use the Spirit, you have to study the character of God. Number one, you have to study the power of God. Number three, you have to understand or study the ministry of God. And when you understand that, then you come to know that this is what is at work in you. Praise the name of the Lord. Come on. So you don't have to be, you don't have to be saying, oh, I have the Holy Ghost, and you are just talking about shabarabababa. But when you say I have the Holy Ghost, you are saying that I carry the character of God. The character of God, I explain character to be the natural way a person does things. So, in this matter, what would God have done? You understand what I'm talking about? We go through the scriptures and we find out moments where God, it looked like God was trapped. There's no way out. How did he go about it? That is called the Holy Ghost. So if you, what is Exodus 14? What is Exodus 14? Exodus 14, how God led people to the sea and still got them safely to wherever they were going to, is called the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is the character of God. Praise the name of the Lord. When God was faced with the challenge of his people in a burning furnace, and the people were in the fire was burning, and his people, the Bible says that, is it not three men we threw into the fire? How do we see another four man, another fourth man in the fire and walking in the fire? So when, what will God do to me as a pastor? What will God do when I sense that any of my children are in fire or are in trouble? That's the kind, it's called Holy Ghost. So I'm a oneness elder. At this particular point that you were a oneness elder, you have to start sensing things about your oneness people and deal with them. Come on, praise the name of the Lord. Come on, all the leaders, say, my eyes are not closed. Ah, come on, I just wanted to slap you with something, but relax. Say, my eyes are not closed. Yeah, you are going to be deal. How? What does God do when God saves someone and the spirit of the person's background begins to hunt or are looking for the person to? How does God do it? It's called Holy Ghost. Come on, are we together in this place? So the Holy Ghost is, how does God do it? That's Holy Ghost. If you want to say, you say, what's the meaning of the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost means, how does God do it? How does he do it? You are at work or you are at school and you feel threatened spiritually. That's why you have the character of God. So it's called Holy Ghost. So that is Sadian. What would God do about it? Nyankopo no ye juma. And we be say okuna. A day na nyankopo mbeye. When you get the answer from the scripture, it is called the Holy Ghost. What God would have done, that is what is called the Holy Ghost. Come on, praise the name of the Lord. Nyankopo no teka omuna kano adania e den ankobe. When you find that answer, it's called the Holy Ghost. So when he says that I will put my spirit within you, he was talking about something big. If God has gone through a lot and has never been defeated, it means that a lot can happen. But you know, I am certainly sure I have the Holy Ghost. So it is called the Holy Ghost. What is the Holy Ghost? What God will do. That is, so don't say the Holy Ghost is a person now. Say the Holy Ghost is what God will do.
So I will put my how I do it in them. Come on, are we together? I will put how I do things, you know, I will put it in them. So that wherever they find themselves, they will know what to do. And they will know how God is supposed to do it. So it simply means that the reception of the Holy Ghost is the reception of how God will do it. Come on. And you know, how was it communicated in Luke 1:17? He says, it's called the mindset of the just. The mindset of the righteous. How the righteous think. People, let me bring this to a close. This is just an introduction to Wednesday before we pray. Adia ain't win kun yan kopon. Hunkunkun to when this to be kun. Can I say that again? Come on, am I communicating here? If you like, let your father be Nogobo chief priest, your mother be Antoinyama chief priestess. As long as you are born again, it doesn't matter the family you come from. No, it's so serious when you hear a Christian saying that, hey, mimi fear yet. No. God knows that everything until ordain the whole home asemimu, and the whole home is how he will do it. Look at what he says about that. He says, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness. And I explained that the word likeness means character, how the like, how he will do the thing like. So the likeness is talking about functionality as God. And then he says that for them to have dominion. So for man to have dominion, man ought to have the likeness of God. When the likeness of God comes in a man, the man has dominion. And the likeness of man, the likeness of God is, and he breathed into man, he breathed into his nostrils the breath, the spirit of life. So the spirit of life in man makes man like God. And the likeness that makes man like God is what makes man have dominion. So when the spirit is in a place, there is dominance. Come on, am I preaching to somebody now? When the spirit is in a place, there is dominance. Hey, look at me. Don't look at who is catching something. I say, when the Holy Ghost comes in a place, there is dominance. It doesn't matter the family you come from. You come from a family, when you marry, you die. When you give birth, you won't die, and all those kind of stuff. Listen, dominance. There is a spirit that has come to rest. It has come to settle. There is a settlement of the spirit in your life. Who is your uncle? Who is your auntie? Who is whoever? When the spirit of the Lord has come to rest on your life. Come on. Listen. This is another place to catch something before we leave here. Listen. When you get born again, it goes beyond going to church. It is the reality of God settling in you. I'm telling you. We are like the God that straightens broken bones. We are like the God that straightens broken bones. We are like the God that brings new body parts. We are like the God that when there was no eyeball, he brought in an eyeball. We are like the God that raises the dead. We are like the God that speaks the future. We are like the God that makes possible the impossible. We are like the mountain crashing God. We are like the sea dividing God. We are like the light in the darkness, God. That is what we are like.
without it, I am like God. You didn't come to church now. Shout it, I am like God. Shout it, I am like God. Shout it, I am like God.
Listen, if you came to church, this is the time to say something. I said, shout it, I am like God. One more time, I am like God. Shout it, I am like God. I am like God. I am like the unkillable God. I am like the indestructible God. I am like the God of consuming fire. I am like Katana Tiatapai. I am like God. I don't die before my time.
We trust you've been blessed by this message. This and many more messages by Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu are now available on all major podcasting platforms. Kindly search for Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu and tap the follow button for more. Visit us at any GWC church near you in Sawum, Kutunse, Achimota, Bubuashi, Kumase, Kintampo, and Oda. God bless you.
Kobaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.